This is called The Law of Giving by Melford Okilo, CFR, President, University of Science and Philosophy, Swannanoa, Box 520, Waynesboro, Virginia, 22980.
And I want all of you to understand something very clearly. Because I speak and I recommend, and I'm telling you this is truth, does not mean that I even remotely agree with the teaching program there. Neither does it mean I disagree with everything that they do there. I am offering you what Chief Okilo offers you as insight to the work of Walter Russell. And part of my commitment and obligation is to bring Walter Russell's work up here to the world. Because as with everything, as man takes over and makes his decision about whatever, spirituality, non-spirituality, religion, I'm just a better scientist than you, you will get distortions. So let's go with the facts that are, and then all of you can scatter out and go be whatever you want to be and allow whatever you want to allow, but knowing you stand responsible. You. I stand responsible for myself. I take responsibility for what I teach you in this room. I am a teacher. I am a professor, a Kohen, and a messenger. And I serve God of light. Period. I can be gracious. I can allow. I can let you be anything you want to be. That does not mean I sanction it in any way whatsoever. So please, go on.
I see Dr. Bart and Merle come in. Here's a quote from the Divine Iliad. All that you give shall be given back a hundredfold. Giving means to present voluntarily without expecting compensation. Love means giving, and giving means love. Giving alone does not fulfill the law of love. To comply with the law of love, there must be a giving and an equal re-giving. It is the giving and equal re-giving that make up the law of love, or the law of balance. In this world, every idea or thing is paired or divided into two. So the universe is composed of twos, or pairs of opposites. For example, the idea of giving is divided into giving and re-giving. Action is divided into action and reaction. Man idea into man and woman. Temperature into cold and heat. Business into selling and buying, and so on. What each unit in each pair does to the other is governed or controlled by the law of love, which is also the law of balance. The law says that each unit borns the other. In other words, in the pair of giving and re-giving, each giving will born its own re-giving. What you give will be returned to you in kind. The law of love compels the re-giving for whatever you give to another person or to the world in general. To fulfill the law of love, the giving and the receiving must be equal and balanced. If the giving and re-giving are not equal, they cannot unite or balance, and the result shall be unbalance or a violation of the law of love. Every unbalance violates the law of love and spells disaster. Balance means unity, oneness, satisfaction, ecstasy, joy, equilibrium, equality, stillness, peace, love, truth, happiness, or any action or giving which is capable of good results. Unbalance is the basis of what we call evil, bad, or sin. For example, anger, fear, gossip, cheating, lying, disharmony, inequality, violence, fighting, war, and so on. Giving is the first great law of the universe. The only thing life can give to you is that which you first give to it. When you give, you are fulfilling God's first law. Giving is the secret of love. Even the secret of man's power lies in giving with love. To live love means having no thought of what you are going to get from whatever you may do, but only to think what you can give. God's new law of love from the message of the divine Iliad says, quote, "All that ye give shall be given back a hundredfold." Try it. By giving or serving the world with love, and you will tell others this universal truth. God thinks love and gives only love to all his creations. It is man's duty and only key to happiness to emulate God, his creator, and do likewise. The basic law of giving is the key to love, peace, unity, and inner joyousness. Anyone who practices this law fulfills the law of love. Balanced giving is giving motivated by love, or one meant to benefit the receiver, or all men, including the giver. By giving love from the soul, one insulates himself from bad influences such as hatreds and fears. Equal giving and regiving. The love cycle of giving and regiving is the expression of love in the visible universe of motion. If both expressions of the love cycle are equal and balanced with each other, the result is what we call good. If they are not balanced, all of those things which we call ills, diseases, frustrations, failures, hatreds, and enmities arise from that imbalance. The secret of life is to learn to balance one's transactions with all other men so that our givings and regivings are equal and in balance with each other. The more you give, the more God gives you. The law of equal giving or for regiving is absolute. You must give equally for what is given you. An effort on your part must pay for the effort on God's part. If you stop giving and you shut off, then you will shut off your supply. If the heavens cease giving rains to earth, the earth ceases giving crops and forests, which would return moisture to the heavens. God's law will never give you anything without an equivalent repayment in return. Love means exchange of service for service, and God's law demands that service given must equal service rendered. If man gives more than is expected, God's law will balance it in promotion or increased salary. If that is not a person's motive, and if increase is not given him, he has enriched himself by experience and better judgment in the management of his life. The genius who gives his all of great value for less than a materialist has 10,000 times more reward of the kind he wants than the materialist. He has the ecstasy of living in the high heavens. He knows the joy of self-expression, of hearing heavenly rhythms, which do not exist for the materialist, and his immortality lives forever in the memory of man, while the materialist is forgotten. The genius never counts reward for service in terms of monetary values. His reward is a satisfaction that all the money in the world could not equal. He will win the gratitude of the world. The world will still be regiving love for the love he gave to mankind. There are other values than money values, and money values have no meaning whatsoever unless they manifest love. Love action, or giving something to others with love, is a balanced action which will return to bless the giver. Once you give with love, the law of love itself compels the regiving of more love from God to you. The more you give, the more you are regiven. God first gives us all the good things of life: parents, children, brothers, sisters, relatives, wealth, employment, health, life, plants, flowers, rivers, oceans, air, and countless things necessary for our existence. This is love given, and God awaits us to regive him through his children or creatures on earth. We must now regive all of them to others so that he will continue to regive us more and more in order that we may continue to give forever. In this respect, every man and woman is a debtor to the world. We all owe the world. If we fail to give, it is debited against us in the universal balance sheet. If we give love, it is credited to our favor in the same balance sheet. There is a spiritual bank for everyone. The moment something is credited or debited in your spiritual bank, it will eventually materialize in your physical world in your lifetime. The moment we give, the law of love automatically fulfills its part without more prayer. In fact, the act of giving something with love is prayer. If the giving and regiving are not equal, the two halves cannot balance. The result will be unbalanced, which violates the law of love. And this always brings trouble in man's life or in nature. Giving is a spiritual quality of mind. The man whose God awareness has been awakened in him knows how to give selfless service to mankind. He does not take, he does not hoard, he gives or regives. The material man in his greed for money, material possessions and power, knows nothing but taking from others. He takes violently or fraudulently. He cheats, lies, gossips, envies, and deceives others to take something from them. The law states, quote, "The exercise of might over right by the strong over the weak will strengthen the weak to destroy the strong." The same law of love further states, quote, "What one gives, he always has, whether or not he is regiven in kind." The fruits of conforming to the giving principle are love, peace, happiness, inspiration, and exaltation, which come only to those who have become aware of the inner light in them. You either take or give. If you take, you are expressing primitive practices which will react against you. If you give, you are storing up the most valuable attribute anyone can acquire, character, and you are on the spiritual path to self-discovery. Those who give can never be impoverished. Quote, "They are like unto wells of living waters." The more they have to give, the more God's law of love regives them and works for them as it works for the plants and animals. Heading, self-preservation and taking. The great deterrent to the peace, happiness, and prosperity of any man is the remaining influence of man's primitive trait, the preoccupation with self-preservation. His keynote of primitive existence was self-preservation. The method he used was taking, and taking anything he wanted from the other man for himself. His desire was for self alone, and that desire is still predominant in most of us. Heading, universal service. The basis of cosmic man's desire is to give of himself for the universal self. In him, the individual self is lost. In the desire to give service for the whole of mankind to the exclusion of self. In fact, giving service with utter forgetfulness of self. The keynote of the unfolding cosmic man is the universal self, which means a full realization of the brotherhood of man as one, and of unity with God as one. Man should now learn to lose his own self to find the universal self. Individualists believe they can acquire by taking. Universalists know they can acquire only by giving. Man must emulate his Creator to give. God always regives many times more than that which has been given. All those great events which happen to selfless persons are God sent. God sends to compensate them for the selfless service they have been rendering to mankind. This is God in action. This is what he meant when he said, quote, "Of a verity I say, no man shall know love nor peace nor rest until he giveth love of himself to all men." And that's also from the Divine Iliad. The giving of good, love, for mutual cooperation must now be the world thought keynote of the new humanism if man is to survive. If you seek anything for yourself, for your personal enjoyment, you prevent yourself from getting it. But if you seek it selflessly for the universal self or the public good, then it is given to you at the proper time and place when you are ready or mature enough to handle what you want. It is said that that which is yours will always find you. This is the truth of life. Selfless service leads to self-purification. In the search for the light within, there should be no trace of self-interest. In such a search, no one can lose his bearing for long. Immediately, if he takes to the wrong path, he stumbles. He may even fall before he is raised and redirected to the original path of truth. Selfless service for the universal self as a whole is the only way to man's personal success. Love, put into any product, regives love from happy purchasers. Work worthy done, worthily done, in service, given to all the world, and all the world regives it in like measure. The world beats a path to the door of every man who excels in the giving of loving service to his neighbor. Excellence, worthiness, selflessness, and joyfulness given out by any man echoes in the hearts of all men. The world will find a way to your door if you attract it by working with the law. When you love and see goodness and beauty in all things, what is yours will come to you when you are ready for it. George Washington Carver, the man who talked with the flowers, was described thus. Quote, "He asked nothing, sought nothing from any man. He lived only to give, to serve, to enrich mankind with his excellence. No one could have been more lowly and obscure, yet the world beat a path to his door and laid garlands of love at his feet." Heading, conclusion. Every person is a font of living waters which must ever flow to keep him ever living. He who shuts off the fountains of his abundant self stagnates the living waters of his living self and contaminates all things with his very breathing. He who withholds his giving deprives himself alone of the gifts of his desiring. The great lesson of life is the need of giving out from the abundance of oneself in order to be ever abundant within oneself. He who gives abundantly will be served with abundance, and he who gives more of service than has been asked of him will multiply within himself that which he has ever given by increasing his capacity for giving. Love cannot be possessed. Therefore, ask not for love, but give it. When you give, do not give grudgingly. Give with love. Quote, "He who giveth love prospereth mightily, but he who taketh aught gaineth not." The love principle of giving, which dominates the God mind, will rule the world in the coming cosmic age, instead of the hate principle of taking. We are finding that the seed grown through our practice of taking is reaped in the harvest of lust and hate from that which crime springs. We are also going to find that the practice of the love principle gives us intense happiness and a power that we never dreamed of before. The practice of the love principle is seeping into the world, and we shall see much of the effects of it in our civilization. Here's a poem that says, "Speak to us of giving." Then said a rich man, "Speak to us of giving." And he answered, "You give but little when you give of your possessions. It is when you give of yourself that you truly give. There are those who give with joy, and that joy is their reward. And there are those who give with pain, and that pain is their baptism. And there are those who have little and give it all. And I believe I see little Crow in our door. Welcome, little Crow." And I have...
I'll hold. Get right here.
I have two paragraphs to go, and we'll finish it. "And there are those who have little and give it all. There are believers in life and bounty of life, and their coffers are never empty. They give that they may live, for to withhold is to perish. It is well to give when asking, but it is better to give unasked through understanding. And to the open-handed, the search for one who shall receive his joy greater than giving. Therefore, give now, that the reason for giving may be yours and not your inheritors. That was from the prophet by Cahil Gibran. Quote, only actual practice of faith, hope, and love, 7 days in the week, backed by the Ten Commandments, will enable man and his world to rise above the clouds of self-created fears, reaching for the light of understanding among all races and creeds. And that one's by Anonymous, whoever he is.
He gets around.
And that is the end of the writing from Dr. Melford Okilo.
Now, see how well we plan.
Perfect.
Greetings, little crow. We have a place reserved for you. Right there.
Right there.
Hey, you teeny little fella, you're not even going to fit in that seat.
No. You see what electricity there is here.
So good to see you.
Good to see you. I think you got started before noon.
Well,
I have several people with me, two people with me, and I have some material that if you'll let me know where to put it later, we will have them do that.
All right.
They're just kind of waiting to see if they're going to unload that.
Are they out there now?
Yes, they are.
May I go bring them in?
You sure may.
All you do to make this thing work.
David.
I'll turn this back on. This is the on button. And when you're not using it, if you turn it down, then it saves the juice.
Am I supposed to talk now?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. This is very formal. Very, very formal. I'm not even letting her out of her cage.
Good.
It's a special day. It's a special time. And we have friends, Little Crow, who've come from Canada, from everywhere. We're starting. We're ending a decade. We're starting on Hardball now. All of you who have struggled along with us are going to witness also Little Crow taking on his greater flight wings, his feathers. Man has got to come back into his realization of truth and spirituality with a greater being, which is himself connected with that which is the great spirit of the universe. And I'm not going to take another minute of his time, just 30 seconds of it. He's capable of expressing himself. We met many years ago, many, many years ago for me. He came at the time of the convergence, it was called, amongst some of your circles. That was an ending time, a beginning of new counting. It was a special time then. It is a more special time now. And I figured that he can catch up from the tape. And I think that you gentlemen who do the taping may want to start a new tape so that Little Crow has it for his own purposes. He is blessing you with one of his first lectures from his series. And this man's going to go out now and struggle in that world, trying to reach through to people, to awaken them a little bit. And his biggest problem is going to be his own people, as always is fact. They drift away. They become tainted by this world. And they've had a hard, hard road to walk. So you start from a long way back. But I'm telling you, everybody listen to me carefully. The ancients hosted you, brought you here. And the ancients will take you home. And it's up to you whether you stay in that canoe or get tipped over. Because ain't nobody going to save you. Nobody. Except yourself. We have brought forth and pointed the way. You have the resources. God has made sure you have them. It's up to you what you do with them. And this is a special day, and I thank you for coming, brother. Now, Karen says this is a speaking stick, a talking stick. And when I relinquish this stick, then I've shut up. So I guess I'll just give it to you, little crow.
Oh. Pilama Weste. Thank you. Thank you. So as long as I have this in my vicinity, I can speak, I guess. Okay. I'm not good at holding things, preferably not good at holding my tongue.
But you came to use your tongue.
Did you want this back?
No. The rules, you have to understand, the rules apply to everybody but me.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you clarified that. One of my big things. Thank you, Commander, and all of you for... how far has everybody come from? Is anybody from out of state? You see your hand? Is anybody from where? Just kind of let me know. West Virginia?